Well, as usual, on the second Wednesday of every month, I should say, we have a guest from Wayne Healthcare as they continue to celebrate 100 years in Greenville. And this is something that I have really enjoyed, and I hope all of you listening have enjoyed throughout the year. And that's finding out about the history of the hospital and just more about what they're doing to celebrate 100 years, about all the services and so forth that are being offered. And Nicole Kaler is here once again, Director of Nutrition. And you have the longest title, I think, of anybody that we have. Director of Nutrition and Volunteer Services and Pastoral Care, also manager of the Essential Drip Cafe. So once again, thank you for your time coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And well, let's talk about, I know you have a list of topics and so forth that you want to share with us. And we'll start with the ninth decade. And, you know, as I was looking over this outline that you have for today, I noticed, wow, we're in the 21st century now. We're in the 2000s as far as talking about the history of the hospital is concerned.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about all the history we've been able to go over in the last 100 years. And, you know, just exciting that we're into, you know, the 2000s and just more current events that a lot of people probably remember a lot more than they did the last, you know, decades that we've been talking about. So, yeah, some of the information that we dug up about the ninth decade is in 2002, it was actually May 16th of 2002 that the Wayne Hospital, along with the dialysis centers of Dayton, held a groundbreaking ceremony for the new kidney dialysis center on Schweitzer Street. And the very next year, in 2003, the dialysis center was able to host public open houses. In 2005, the work began on the new Versailles Medical Center, which is highly utilized. And in 2006, Wayne DeChambeau is named the Wayne Hospital new president and CEO. 2008, the Wayne Hospital Foundation and Midmark Foundation teamed up to provide automatic external defibrillators, also known as AEDs. They were available to nonprofit in Dark County, and they are still doing that today, and it's still very important and successful. And then in 2010, there was a $47 million addition that opened March 8th of 2010. It was a 98,000 square feet facility, which included what is now today our surgical center, our emergency department, and our imaging and cardiopulmonary center. So those areas are just newer, but they're still now old news compared to the new addition. But it's, you know, highly utilized and still maintained, and really great areas of the hospital that are just essential and vital to us providing the best patient care in the community.
And that's pretty much where the history for me starts, is around just in that area. I've just seen tremendous advances just then in the last 10 to 15 years. And but it's been really cool for me, though, to learn the history again over the past century and how far technology has advanced, and just, you know, just how the hospital's evolved, the early leadership and what they did, and how many generous donors and supporters there have been to allow the hospital to continue to grow and expand in so many ways, not just the physical building, but the services that are offered and everything like that. And that's one of the reasons why you know, I think it's important not just to, you know, go through the chronology of the hospital, but again, remind people, hey, this is what, you know, we have now right here in our community that's available. And so you don't have to worry about driving to cities an hour or two or more away.
And I think the other piece too, for me, is just, yes, we've had, you know, so many advances, but there's so much more out there that we're exploring and, you know, we're gearing up to do. You know, the hospital never sleeps, you know, from the patient care piece of it, absolutely, obviously. But, you know, even just the technology advances and, you know, making sure that we're always doing everything we can do on our side to provide and make sure that we're staying very current with any kind of healthcare trends, anything that we can do, you know, again, just to save people that drive and that trip, especially with gas prices, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to a little bit more about the history of the hospital, talk about how important it still is for people to share maybe stories and certainly pictures and things like that of the last 100 years, because I think every month we talk about the fact that, you know, it was harder, a lot harder back then to document history. I mean, obviously, everybody wasn't carrying around phones that she could take pictures with or shoot video. So any pictures, any memorabilia, I guess anything like that is still important, right?
Yeah, so it's open to the community, you know, to share their hospital stories throughout the last 100 years. You know, the patient testimonials and other positive experiences are super welcomed. You know, we want people to remember, you know, the past and just celebrate how far we've come. So, you know, anybody in the community is welcome to share those experiences or stories, and they're welcome to send those stories to the marketing department through email. And what'll happen is marketing can, you know, get in touch with you if there's more information needed or if they'd like to talk to you and have an interview with you. But if it's just a quick snippet or a story that can be emailed, that's welcome, because again, we're still continuing to celebrate the rest of this year. And it's not something that after the year is over, we're just going to be like, okay, great, because, you know, that's still significant 100 years. So again, any stories that you might have that you want to share can be sent to marketing. And the marketing email address is very simple. So it's marketing@waynehealthcare.org.
Okay, very good. And we'll remind people later on as well, before we wrap up the program, about your website, social media, or if they want to call people, call somebody, how they can be reached and so forth. Definitely want to remind folks about that as well. And we do need to take a break. And when we do, after the break, and we come back after the break, we'll talk about some upcoming events, including Healthy Moments, the Apron Strings Kitchen Academy, and things like that. But before we break, I do want to give you an opportunity to, if you want to say anything about volunteer opportunities that are available, because that's one thing we've talked about all year long as well, as the importance of your volunteers and how you wouldn't be able to do what you're able to do without them. So is there anything you want to say either about your volunteers or what opportunities there might be for people?
Sure. So, you know, there's always opportunities for volunteers. We're always looking to add anybody who wants to come in and participate in giving back to their community through work at the hospital. You know, people can help with just, you know, reception, which is answering phones, helping patients and visitors find their way, and, you know, helping patients get from their rooms when they're dismissed or discharged to their car. We've got the gift shop that it's our busiest time of year right now in the gift shop. We've got a lot of great seasonal items to be bought for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, fall apparel. So, you know, stopping in just to see the gift shop. But also, again, you know, we've got a lot of great opportunities, and we really only require 8 hours in a month, which is 4 hours every other week. If you're able to give more, that's great. But if not, that's okay. But again, you know, just that is the day-to-day jobs that our volunteers are doing. But on a larger scale, we do fundraisers, and the fundraisers essentially, we just put that money in a pile, and then we offer different departments or any department that wants to put in for a certain project that is going to help with patient care or their area to have those new technologies if they need it. They're welcome to ask for monies from the auxiliary or the volunteer services department. And so that's something that's coming up, where we're going to be doing what we call project review. And it's the department sending in, submitting basically an application for us to give them money for them to purchase something that's important for their area to provide, you know, without having to come out of their budget, which, you know, again, we're all trying to be very cautious of our budgets. So that's the way that the volunteers help on a higher level throughout the year. So again, you know, contacting me personally for volunteer opportunities, even helping with special events, things like that. The more the merrier is definitely the motto in the volunteer department. So again, calling me 937-569-6709 is the way to go.
Okay, very good. And we do need to take a break here. We're talking to Nicole Kaler, Director, Nutrition and Volunteer Services and Pastoral Care, and Manager of the Central Drip Cafe with Wayne Healthcare. And we'll talk about some upcoming events as we continue with Community Ties right after this on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Clopay Corporation in Troy is looking for career-focused individuals to join their growth.